It's wonderful to be with you this morning. It's been cooler, not as hot. We're glad for that. Ask that you bow your heads as we go to God in prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your servants are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. Our scripture text this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 16, and asks for us to open our hearts and minds to the reading as we hear it fresh. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I have a friend who is obsessed with Legos. Yes, I know. I do have a friend. Yes. He loves Legos, building all kinds of things with them. He loves it. Loves to go and buy new designs to create with his hands. He has built Lego cars, Lego helicopters, planes, trains, small houses, big mansions, animals, and a vast amount of other things that I don't have a clue of what they are. I even, for his birthday, gave him these large Lego head storage bins. And he even built a Lego chapel with a little mini version of himself that he built and he put inside of it. Yes, he's that obsessed. Now, the Lego blocks, of course, range in different sizes and varying colors. Some of them are used for more foundational purposes, ensuring the rest of the work is done to build higher and higher when it gets successful, so it does not end in a traumatic crash into the floor, scattering pieces everywhere, although children might love to do that. Sometimes when one builds things with Legos, after a while you discover another piece is better suited in a certain spot. So an adjustment is made. You adapt to make it look better or have it structurally sound to create a good, strong Lego masterpiece. Now I want you to do something for me for a second. If you would just close your eyes. And imagine briefly something you would like to create out of Legos. could be anything. Okay, open them. As every one of you in here were thinking about your Lego design, isn't it crazy? Isn't it wild that God knew exactly what you were thinking of? Every one of us in here. God knows exactly what we thought, what you would want to build. And you know, all of them were different and varying. They had their own twist. All of them unique, uniquely you. However, no matter what you are thinking of building, each of them requires some things which are necessary, the blocks. If you don't have the Lego blocks, you can't build anything with Legos. Now understand, we're transitioning from talking about Lego buildings to your spiritual house. The things which are critical for your spiritual house to be built securely, uniquely yours, and foundationally resting upon Jesus Christ have to be kingdom quality. And you know, the kingdom quality is the best, the most precious, most needed for your spiritual house to be flooded with God's grace. What might be some essential kingdom quality things to help your growth as a Christian disciple? One is an understanding of discipleship, of what it is and practicing it. That of having a strong faith with good works that have been empowered by the Holy Spirit. How many of you have heard of the dichotomy between faith and good works? Sometimes we get confused by all kinds of preachers preaching all kinds of things who argue faith and good works are at war with each other. There were some times when I heard, when I was growing up, that the two are opposite, that they don't coexist. Some say that it's faith that matters, not works, or works are what is important and not faith, that they aren't compatible. We get this misunderstanding from biblical texts that we don't take the context with. We haven't dived deep enough into what the writers were actually talking about. You know, a common understanding of Paul, take it from Romans, is that we are justified by faith alone. Lots of folks take this to the extreme and don't even consider what Paul is trying to do, and automatically assume that anything other than pure faith, which is used to follow God, is out of line, that it's only faith. The same goes for the understanding of works, which we largely get from the book of James. The books of James talk about how faith without works is dead, meaning works are essential, and without them being a part of your faith, you're not a Christian. So we have to understand that these two things go together. They can't be separated. We have to understand that when Paul is speaking to the Roman community, he's assuming that this is the beginning of their discipleship. He's trying to lay down the foundation for them, that faith is indeed the first step on this path of discipleship. He is not already assuming they are experienced or know much at all. James, however, is assuming you already have faith, that you already know how to be a Christian. He's showing you what the marks of a Christian are to be, the signs of when you encounter someone with whether they are most likely a Christian. So as we merge these two together, we also connect with Paul's letter to the Galatians, which speaks about works. The signs and evidences, the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control. These are faithful and blessed works which emerge from a life which submits to Christ and has the power of the Spirit working within them. So we must have faith with strong works empowered by the Spirit to have a kingdom quality spiritual house. Kingdom quality is unlike what the world values. Brings us to the next essential, the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes outline for us perfectly what Jesus would have us be in our walk, our daily Christian life. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, as you know, begins with these famous qualities of those who are of the kingdom of God. Characteristics of those who are blessed by God. And they contrast sharply with our world and the world's struggle of grappling with its sinfulness. Oftentimes, if we are honest, the Beatitudes seem like unreachable goals. We even make excuses about Jesus' intentions for preaching them to us. And we add the small caveat in our minds that Jesus never really thought we'd be able to accomplish these. They're just a far-off golden idea, something for us to strive for, but probably we'll never get there. However, that is wrong. Jesus is clear. Jesus never clarifies anything. The only thing Jesus does after this is do exactly what he preached. If you look at the Gospel of Matthew, after the Sermon on the Mount and describing all of these things that are important for people to follow, to be close to God, he fulfills it perfectly, so that we might see his example and follow after him and pursue these faithfully. Jesus simply states these important statements of what create a blessed life, a life built upon kingdom quality, God's kingdom. It's different from earthly kingdoms, our world. Our world says for us to be selfish and fend for ourselves, to only care about what we can get for ourselves, not having concern for people who are disadvantaged or downtrodden. The world tells us to avoid humility, to have a craving for violence and lust and getting more and more to appease our appetites. Jesus says for us to be poor in spirit, to mourn, to be humble, always searching for righteousness wherever we can find it, to be merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, willing to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Almost all of us have heard of these Beatitudes and their contrasts. And we know that the world proclaims these things that Jesus teaches as weak. It's a sign of weakness to care for someone. I'll say this, for you to add these kingdom quality blocks to your spiritual house will require patience, perseverance, and prayer. Certainly, these are not easy. They're not designed to be, because they're designed for us to lose ourself, to lose the love of fending for our own and being willing to serve others. It requires sacrifice. It requires vulnerability. Jesus takes them very seriously, and very seriously He knows that we can do this. He lived them and fulfilled them to perfection. So one of our tasks is we must get it through our stubborn minds, mine included, that through Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit, these holy ways of living can be a part of our spiritual house. God can absolutely grant these things to you through God's grace. God has sought to not only save and redeem you and I and all of us, but has given a promise that if we are willing to push aside our egos and our attachment to ourself, that God can and will transform you, change and upgrade you to a child of God who lives day by day with the longing of being in God's grace and living in it. Believe it. Have faith that God wants that for you, for this church. You know, when I think of someone who exemplifies these Beatitudes, whenever I preach on these important things that are so hard to reach, I find it important to give an example of someone who might fulfill some of these Beatitudes. And I know it might sound cheesy and cheap and biased, but my example is my fiance, Jana. To me, she just exemplifies it so much. She cares so much for people. She's pure of heart. She's so very humble and selfless. When we were in seminary, there would be countless other students who would come by her room, and they would just talk for hours all about their problems. And she'd patiently be there listening, offering any advice she could, and would pray with them. It happened all the time. So I ask you, who is it in your life that reminds you of someone that fulfills some of these Beatitudes? Someone who loves you first, puts you before themselves, is humble in all things, strives to be a better person each and every day. Maybe it is a parent, a grandparent, brother, sister, aunt or uncle, dear friend, maybe it's your children. Perhaps you are a mentor for someone, where they see you as a person living out the Beatitudes, these kingdom qualities. You never know who is blessed by your witness. We can all strive for better, no matter where we are in our faith journey. In closing, I want you to imagine for a moment that we are all lighthouses. You have it? You have it in mind? Maybe you need to create a Lego formation in your head. Maybe you have an image of a lighthouse on some island. We are those lighthouses. God has been building and working to make us the best lighthouse we can be. Why? So Christ's light can shine out into the darkness across the sea, where the darkness of sin, sins of greed and lust, violence, lies that pollute and darken. The light of God, though, pierces through all of that. It helps lead others that are stuck in the ocean to shore, to safety, to rescue. My brothers and sisters, continue to allow God to work more and more in your lives. Be those lighthouses where God can work through you to shine light and bring others in. Trade out different blocks for kingdom quality blocks. Blocks of faith with works of the Spirit. Kingdom quality blocks laden with the Beatitudes. Be diligent in prayer and service. God will shine light through you to someone else if you only pray and seek it. It is the highest blessing to be God's instrument of peace in someone's life. Will you shine the light to guide someone to shore, to safety? May we go and build, and may God the Creator continue to make you and I and all of us into a grace-filled new creation.